Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. And let's remember now that God, an infinite God, we have finite minds. I know the day I started. I know what day it was. And I started 9 months before that. But that's my life. And I know what my age is. I know what my destiny is. I know where I'm going from here. Because the Lord has allowed me and called me according to His purpose. And I fell in love with His book, this book of blood, yes, blood covenants, eternal covenants, so that I understand things. Really, I can go back into the history of my family only so far. And the history of my mother's family is because it's tied up in Native Americans. I don't know where to look anymore, but God knows. And I did find, through my dad's youngest sister, maybe the family, of one circuit riding preacher, George Washington McDonald, in Kenny, Texas. Glory to God. Yeah. But God knows them all. Yes. He knows the whole plan, and He knows how many of them followed it. I have, and you have, kin folks in heaven, yes, that we have no knowledge of. But God knows them all.
Yes.
And planned them all. I'm thinking now, my Aunt Barbara and my mother, same age, and one of my mother's aunts was young. So they prayed. And Barbara said, sometimes we'd get up on the windmill. And for you folks up north, that's not a cow fan. A windmill, a big fan-looking thing, and it had a rudder where it would vane into the wind, and it was a pump. You had a well under it, and it would pump water out for cattle and so forth. And you had a ladder, and she said, sometimes we'd just climb up there and just shout as loud as we could. Or we'd go down in the storm cellar. She said, we weren't baptized in the Holy Ghost, but she said, we love to pray. And she said, we just see. I didn't know that till she told me that. Mm. But it was in her memory. Mm-hmm. Well, because of that, she said, we go down in that storm cellar and shout and shout. She said, but Kenneth, we all Baptists. And she said, you know, they think you crazy girls and they don't tell what they done to us. But that saved my mother's life.
That's right.
At 16 years old.
She's the seed of that, and you're the seed, yeah, of that.
And her appendix, as you've heard me tell the story, her appendix ruptured on the basketball court. Well, she's born in 1911. She rode a horse to school. So you know how medical technology was. They got in there and found out it was ruptured. Well, it's a death sentence. And they told her she probably wouldn't live 10 years. But she learned how to pray when she's a little girl. Amen.
Because there was a plan and a purpose that the contradiction to that plan and purpose of God was that appendix.
Yes, sir.
And so now...
Now, that wasn't in the plan.
That was not in the plan.
And the reason it happened was because they didn't know how to eat. Just farm people. Mm-hmm. And they worked hard. they didn't understand how the physical diet would cause things like that. They didn't know that. My mother later learned. But that was one thing that pressured her to learn those kind of things. But my point is that she and my dad now are in heaven along with that whole family.
That's right.
The whole family. They're going to find out how far back into the past and how the family came here, but before there was any knowledge that this part of the continent even existed, and that our family that was that came across the straits, and then it is an established fact that the Cherokee people came from the Middle East. Mm-hmm. They had, when they did, in the Cherokee burial grounds, they found this with Middle Eastern alloys, and they found Paleo Hebrew.
Yeah, those exact letters, yeah. Very close to them. That lettering goes all the way back to Abraham and beyond.
Well, that's what they found, and they didn't know what it was. They took it to a man that was of course, he's a Jew, and he'd studied all that. No, he said, this is ancient Hebrew. Mm. Well, the Cherokee people, our original, there were two missionaries that lived among them. The Cherokees, learned their language, lived among them. One of them's named Bishop, one of them named Mooney, and they wrote back and forth. Well, all of this fits into what we're talking about here because in the Cherokee language, our prophet's name is Mises or Moses. So,
well, he sowed his people all throughout the world.
Yeah.
That's what we were supposed to do.
So look at that connection.
Be fruitful and multiply. Told Noah to do it. He told them all to do it. Yes, sir.
Look at that
connection.
I mean,
look at that.
In our family.
Yes, sir. All of those seeds sown to get you to this point right here today to sit in that chair and to tell those people about God's goodness.
Now, this is what the Lord dropped in my heart, and I discussed it with Greg days ago from an article that Billy Brim sent me, that to realize these things and have it come to the knowledge, the knowledge of the truth.
Right.
So that we see what a privilege it is to know and understand the laws of faith and to understand that God has all of this planned. And he said, I know my plans for you. They're for good and not bad, for prosperity and not the curse. Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen.
Go ahead, Professor.
Okay, we were going to Romans chapter 8, I believe you said.
Yes, I want to look at this. And look here. Oh, this eighth chapter of Romans is just magnificent.
Fabulous.
Verse 28. We know that all things...
There you go.
We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, and I'll parenthesis, that he planned before the foundation of the world. For whom he did foreknow. Now, get ready to shout. That Brother Hagee would call this a morsel, a sweet bit.
Yes.
in the Spirit. Those he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Glory to God. Conformed to his image. Now, what does that mean? What does conform mean? Pressure. You take a piece of sheet metal and you have a die and you have a press. It comes down, and then when it's released, that piece of sheet metal has conformed to an image that was on that press. So that began for me in November of 62. And it's been working ever since. Because he puts the pressure on me to conform to that image.
Scripture talks about, Paul writes about it, that we don't know what, I believe it was Paul, we don't know what we shall be, but when we see him, we will be like him. That's in the future. I have faith in that in
Wasn't
the
that
now.
In 1 John?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
1 John. I have faith in that in the now, but that's in my future. Being conformed into his image is part of that. Every single day, every moment, as I study this word, that is what's happening. This is why I start every day with, wash me in the word today and reveal yourself to me.
Yeah, here it is in the third chapter. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, therefore the world knows us not because it knew him not. Beloved, now. Now, every time you read that, it's now. Mm-hmm. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, and every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure.
I asked the Lord about that one time, the now, and now faith is now, 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 now. Well, I said, well, what about in the future? In the future is now. What about the past? In the past is now. He's not in time, linear time like we use. Wherever he is, past, present, or future, is now. And so I've got to renew my mind to the fact that to get something in him out there is now.
Yes.
As much as today is now. Today is Tuesday. Just as much as that is. And so I'm struggling with that concerning my father, who went, he went to heaven too early. And he said, do you understand he's in my time now? He's not in your timeline, which means he can go to where I'm there.
That's right.
Tilt my head. What? I mean, wait. Lord, what'd you just say? He can go to where you're already there. Because in me is now. Now faith is. He's always now. So getting something from the future, like that Syrophoenician woman, ahead of her covenant, it's not hard. It's done by faith. It's an easy thing. Is it easier for me to heal him, or is it easier for me to save him?
That's right.
It's not hard. But he is the object of my faith. Another verse we're talking about is in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5. This talks about our faith again now. See, my faith, verse 5 says, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of the world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. See that? It was before the world, that wisdom, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as is written, eyes not seen, ears not heard, neither is entered in the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Mm-hmm. Even in his conversations, Spirit of God through this great apostle. If you notice his pattern, He'll go from the spirit world to the natural world, yes. back to the spirit yes, world, does. Back to the natural world. He, this man was living there. He had been blessed to the place, to be in a place with God and heard words that he couldn't pronounce. He couldn't reveal words that are out there beyond. And he said, whether in the body or out of the body, I can't tell, but God knows. And God took him to a place. Mm-hmm. Greg, I questioned the Lord about that. And the Lord said, I established my covenant. I established this new covenant through my 12. Mm-hmm. But I had to have a man that would prove that it worked.
That's right.
And this man had to be highly educated.
Yes.
He had to spend a time with me.
That's right.
Time with me. The way it's worded, people think he was in the desert 3 years. No, he said after that. Do we don't know how long he was in the Arabian desert. I'm convinced that that's when all of these things took place. When he said, it's been revealed to me that the Lord revealed this to me, that on the night that he was betrayed.
I truly believe he went to the place where the burning bush was, and I truly believe he went to Sinai when he was in that Arabian desert, and God downloaded.
I hadn't thought about that.
God downloaded. He's our Moses.
You know good and well.
Paul is our Moses.
You know good and well that's what he did.
Yeah. He downloaded him the entire word. See, Paul will tell you, he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. So who are these Pharisee people? I've studied a lot about them. They would have been the word people of mm-hmm. the day. Mm-hmm. They were tasked to keep the word, to watch over the word. Now, they had added things to it and made the word of God not effect. They added the tradition and a lot of other things. But he's a word guy. And so he took him to the place, I believe the Lord took him to the place where the word was written, where it was downloaded to Moses.
And he's on the blessing side of the mountain. He's a
Benjamite. Yes, he is.
So he's on the blessing side of the mountain.
And he says that Jesus taught him.
Yes.
And so when you begin to understand, all of Paul's writings are the only sustained writings we have or lasting writings that I'm aware of a Pharisee.
I never thought about that.
Those are the writings of a born-again, spirit-filled Pharisee. And they're for us to understand our relationship in his covenant, in this new covenant. He teaches us how to walk by faith with a holy God.
And he would say things like, in writing to the Gentile world, he would say, peace. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Right. He's reuniting the brothers.
He would say peace and grace. He covered both worlds. So when if he's talking to the Jews among the midst, he's addressing both
Shalom,
the Jew.
Charis.
Yeah, and the grace crowd.
Absolutely
which is
true. Right, and well, let me show you, if I could, a verse. And he wrote again in Ephesians chapter 5,
yes.
verse 31, speaking of this mystery. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, shall be joined unto his wife, the two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery. He's just been talking about a mystery. But I speak concerning Christ in the church. So he's talking about the Godhead was modified before the foundation of the world, before the earth began. The Son, if he's talking about marriage, but it coming... the Christ in the church, he's saying that the Son left the Father to cleave to us.
God. Yes.
And that was done before they ever created everything. So the mystery, in order to redeem you, their relationship changed. That's before Adam was even created.
That's right.
He had already decided to join himself. John says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Well, that was just a little over 2,000 years ago. Jesus was born of the Father and Mary in the flesh. A body was prepared for him. But he says, this day have I begotten thee. Well, when did he say that? That was his resurrection day. Mm-hmm. See, our identification, we've had so many people in churches, and this is a good thing to do, that have identified with his death. But you need to also identify with his resurrection.
That's
because
right.
Your righteousness
right.
is from
is in that
the
resurrection.
Resurrection.
Yes. Yes.
Had he never risen from the dead, we could have still been healed because the blood would have been shed for that. We could have still been saved. But we wouldn't stand in righteousness. It had been accounted to us. But the fact that he came out of the grave, he became one of us, and now he's seated at the right hand of the Father, there's future for us. Mm-hmm. Positionally, we're there right now.
Yes.
Physically, we're still here. Mm-hmm. But he gave us a down payment.
Raised up to him, with him, to may it sit with him in heavenly
places. So the down payment of our covenant of the future is back to that everlasting state where we're being conformed back to this beginning, conformed into that image that we will have a glorified spiritual physical body, just
and,
like him.
You know, Keith Moore right now, this is their week of increase in Sarasota, so, and we normally go to that, but this year we weren't able to go, so we're watching it online. And he was talking about Moses' meekness.
Mm-hmm.
Meekest man on the planet. And Jesus said, learn of me.
Mm-hmm. For I am.
For I am. And to learn of his meekness, his gentleness, his kindness. Now, this didn't mean that he wasn't stern.
No.
And but got angry in the temple.
When Moses was on the mountain, he was being conformed into that meekness.
That's it.
Because his face shone when he came down.
And so, and Keith led people in a prayer. Oh, I'll tell you, I jumped in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that the meekness, the kindness and gentleness. You can say a very firm word very kindly and very gentle.
Yes.
And there are people that mistake that for weakness. Mm-hmm. It's not weak, it's meek. Mm-hmm. So, but that's Jesus.
That's him.
That's him.
That's what he did when he knocked Paul off that horse that day. That was meekness in love.
Yes.
Because he had a calling for him. He had a position for him. He had something for him to do. To teach us how to walk in this blessed
church. Shortest salvation prayer on record.
That's it.
Lord, who are you? But the first thing he did is call him Lord.
That's right. Because he's a word man.
Yeah.
He recognized it the moment it happened. He thought he was doing God's will. Yeah. But he was actually fighting against
and
it.
And he was... he was already on his way where God wanted him. He was already on his way to Damascus.
That's right.
And that's where God wanted him. He just waited till he got up there close and knocked him off his horse.
Yeah.
His servant has far to go.
That's right.
That's his preciousness too.
It is.
And here we are at the end of another day that was already planned.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a praise. We'll be back here in just a minute.
God only says good things over your life. When you think, act, and speak the word for your health, family, and finances, that's what you'll have. But compromising the word of God will inevitably lead to failure. God's Word, Final Authority is a CD teaching by Kenneth Copeland that will help you make the decision to never compromise the word again. Jesus, the Word in flesh, is your covenant partner. When you understand the covenant rights he bought and paid for you to have, you can take hold of them. He has a good future for you, one of health, mental and emotional wholeness, and financial freedom. Don't compromise and don't quit. Release the power of God's word as your first and last word in every situation and watch the word go to work for you. The word is where your victory starts. Align your heart and words with God's word to live in his victory and overcoming faith. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's CD series, God's Word Final Authority. Learn to make God's Word final authority in your life and how everything you think, say, or do can agree with God's Word to bring about His promises for you. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Many years ago, I learned this. This is my receiving day. God planned this day, and I receive. I want to receive all of it today, while it's today. Amen. And tomorrow is one day closer to the resurrection.
Yes, it is.
As you begin to think like that. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember it again. God loves you. And we love you. Oh, we love you. And Jesus is Lord. Praise the name of the Lord God forevermore, who has us in his plan today.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.